Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Chukas, we hear about how Bnei Yisrael needed to pass through Edom. Edom is to the south and to the east of Eretz Yisrael. So Bnei Yisrael needed to pass through Edom in order to get to Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu sent messengers to the king of Edom, asking the king to let Bnei Yisrael pass through his land on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe summarized for the king of Edom Bnei Yisrael's short history, how Bnei Yisrael went to Egypt and they were enslaved, and how Bnei Yisrael cried out to Hashem, how they davened to Hashem, and Vayishma Kolenu, Hashem heard our tefillos, He heard our cries. And on that pasuk, Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that Bnei Yisrael received a bracha from Yitzchak Avinu way back in Parshas Toldos, when Yaakov Avinu dressed up like Esav, and Yitzchak said in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Chav Bes, Hakol Kol Yaakov. And that bracha is that when we cry out to Hashem sincerely, when we use the voice of Yaakov, then Hashem listens and Hashem answers our tefillos. And that is what Moshe said to the king of Edom. We were in Egypt and we cried out just like we were taught and just like Yitzchak's bracha promised. And Vayishma Koleinu, Hashem heard us and He took us out of Egypt. And now we are here on the border of Edom, ready to return to Eretz Yisrael. That is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. But the king of Edom responded harshly, and he said to them in Perek Chav Pasuk Yud Ches, Lo sa'avor bi, you will not pass through my land, said the king of Edom, pen bacherev etzeli krasecha, or else I'll come against you with my sword. And Rashi quotes the Medrash on Parshas Beshalach, and he says that there is something deep going on here, something more than meets the eye. The king of Edom said this to Bnei Yisrael, You, Moshe, just said that when you were in Egypt, you cried out to your God. Atem, says the king of Edom, Atem misgeim bekol shahorishchem avichem. You pride yourselves on Vayishma Kolenu. You pride yourselves on that voice which Hashem hears and which your forefather Yitzchak gave you a blessing about. That's you, Bnei Yisrael. But we are Edom. We are descendants of Esav. And Esav also got a bracha from Yitzchak. It's also in Bereishis, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Mem. What did Yitzchak say to Esav? Al harbecha sichye. You will live by the sword. So you, Bnei Yisrael, come with the voice of prayer, and we, Edom, come with al harbecha sichya, with our sword. That is what the king of Edom responded to Moshe. And the question we have to ask about this is, why was Bnei Yisrael afraid? Why didn't Bnei Yisrael confront Edom and go through their land? The Medrash in Parshas Toldos explains that when the voice of Yaakov is strong in his learning of Torah, in his tefillah, then the hands of Esav are weak and useless against him. So why were Bnei Yisrael afraid of Edom, descendants of Esav? This question is asked by Rav Tzvi Hirsch Eichenstein of Zidichov, the Zidichover Rebbe. The Zidichover Rebbe died in 1831. Zidichov is in today's Ukraine, about 40 miles south of Lviv. And this explanation of Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zidichov is found in a few Sfarim that summarize his Torah. I saw it in the Sefer Yifrach B'Yamav Tzadik, which is a Sefer which collected and summarized many of the ideas of Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zidichov, and he says the following beautiful and fundamental idea. After the Chet HaEgel, Moshe davened to Hashem to forgive Bnei Yisrael, and one of the things Moshe said was in Sefer Shmos, Perek Lamed Dalid Pasuk Vav, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rach, etc. And why did Moshe say Hashem's name twice? Hashem, Hashem? Rashi on that pasuk says that each name represents a different midah, a different special kind of trait of Hashem and the way He interacts with Bnei Yisrael. Hashem is not only our God before we sin, that's the first Hashem, but He is our God and He loves us and wants a relationship even after we sin. That's the double name of God in Moshe's tefillah. Hashem before the sin and Hashem after the sin. Hashem, Hashem. However, I can understand why I need to hear that Hashem loves us even after we sin. That's a huge gift. But why do we have to declare that Hashem is our God before we sin? The Zidichover Rebbe quotes Rabbeinu Bachya ibn Pakuda, who died in 1120, in his Chovos Halavavos in Shara Tshuva Perek Ches, where he says, that if a person has not sinned, or if they think they haven't sinned, that's the worst thing of all. It's the most dangerous and the most precarious of circumstances. Why? Because then they're susceptible to gaiva, to haughtiness, to pride. So the Zidich of a Rebbe says, that's why we need to hear Hashem, Hashem. Hashem loves us before we sin too, even when we are susceptible to gaiva. But the words of the Chovos HaLevavos still ring in our ears. Gaiva, pride, conceit, those can eat away at the greatest zechuyos we have. And that, says the Zidich of a Rebbe, is why Bnei Yisrael were afraid of Edom's threats. Why did the king of Edom say about Bnei Yisrael? Atem misgeim b'kol sharishchem avichem. You pride yourselves on your voice of tefillah. You do indeed have a tremendous bracha from Yitzchak Avinu. But that's only when you're not gaivadik about it, when you're not misgeim, when you don't have pride behind it. Yes, daven to Hashem. Yes, trust Hashem. But don't be prideful about it. Have an amazing day, everyone.